the Williams Show than you have on two networks. Made it on two networks. Boy, I don't, the Bionic Woman. Did you know the Bionic Woman was on NBC?
Really?
That's what it says.
Wow.
NBC and ABC?
I remember, ABC. How about Dan August? Remember that show with Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
It was on ABC and CBS.
And Real Sex?
That was on HBO and Cinemax.
What about The Ghost and Mrs. Manure? Does anybody remember those networks?
Was that on two?
NBC was one of them.
NBC was first, then it was on ABC.
Really?
That's what ruined it.
And here's a good one from back in the day.
Man, can we just compliment Buzz Burbank because he did a great job playing The Ghost?
Great.
I've shaved the beard because I want to try to look younger.
What about Get Smart? Get Smart was on...
By ABC?
No, it was on NBC. After it was canceled, it went to CBS.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
I figured Get Smart for an ABC show.
No, NBC all the way.
Hold on, let me see what else.
Almost all the way.
If I can find one more in this book that anybody would give a rat's ass about. Tarzan was on NBC, then he was on ABC. I didn't know this either. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman started out on ABC and then went to CBS.
Right. Maybe a lot of them end up on CBS.
Yeah.
And I do think Matlock aired on all three eventually.
Really?
Yeah, that wouldn't be in that book because that book
CBS
and Andy Griffith.
CBS used to be where shows go to die.
Right.
But not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
No, CBS is a hot network. Yeah. God, I can't wait. Is NCIS on tonight? Or Judging Amy?
That has moved to the WB.
There's so many great hot shows on CBS.
With a 3 instead of an E.
I love Friday nights.
Yeah. Everybody does. Well, yesterday we reported in the first 10 years, yesterday we reported that in the last 10 years, there was an increase in drug arrests. 82% of this increase was for marijuana. A further breakdown of the new FBI figure shows that most of these arrests were for possession. Not smuggling, not selling, possession. Cocaine and heroin charges over that same 10 years sharply dropped. The upshot is, for reasons that are unclear, the war on drugs is now mainly the war on marijuana. The government's going after your pot and your porn.
There he goes, editorializing again.
No, I'm stating a fact. They are.
But the story was about how the government is going after drugs. What does that have to do with porn?
FBI statistics back that up. Well, what it has to do with porn is that's the other thing the government is going after.
He just doesn't like seeing the plain car outside his window every morning when he goes to get his newspaper.
Good morning, guys. The federal government has stepped up its pursuit of prosecuting pornographers. In the last 4 years, 20 businesses and individuals have been convicted, and 20 more indictments are pending. And so the work that was launched by the very spooky John Ashcroft is being continued by his successor, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
And is that the official way they're calling
the very spooky John Ashcroft?
Yeah. Right, okay.
In fact, Gonzalez has just given U.S. attorneys across the country their marching orders to tell him by the end of July what he needs to know to go after even more purveyors of adult entertainment.
Tell me what I need to know. This is Gonzalez.
Come on now. Go get them. I want them all behind bars.
How can I get Al Goldstein?
Al Goldstein of Screw Magazine.
Gonzalez is even setting up a special new investigative unit at the Justice Department. He says he's doing this to, quote, protect citizens from obscene materials.
Go, Gonzalez.
There is no need to mess with that Homeland Security crap. Go get the guys that sell dirty pictures.
And what you need to know is this will be like the war on drugs, a very expensive effort that even if we quadruple the convictions won't make a dent in a $10 billion a year industry.
Buzz, are you saying there's a demand for it?
I'm saying there's a $10 billion a year demand for it that Americans pay voluntarily.
Give me a break.
And you know, then you see something like, did you see the videotape of the old lady being beaten up?
Yes, I did, and it's as disturbing as it comes.
Yep. There's a thing on all the D.C. stations here. There was a woman, an 80-something-year-old woman who
amazing.
Was down by Foggy Bottom, an area by Capitol Hill, and she, I guess, was one of these ladies that, like, sold crap.
Right.
Yeah, she's a vendor.
Local vendor, beloved, I guess, in the community.
And they got on a security camera, this guy came up and just beating the crap out of her. And, you know, that's when you think, gosh, you know, I don't know if we should be going after drugs or going after terrorists. Let's just go after guys like this.
Go after the creeps.
Yeah. And
go after the guys that, you know, put 3 bullets into a car for no reason.
I love the fact that the TV stations, at least, let me see. Now, I've seen it on 3 different stations. On Channel 7, the ABC station, they said, what we're going to show you is disturbing, and we're not going to show you all of it. So on Channel 7, they just showed it's that grainy, you know,
security video
thing,
right,
of the guy walking. She's an old woman, like in a walker, and you see the guy walking. And then right as he's about to punch her, they stop the tape. Same thing on Channel 9. I don't remember if it was 4 or 5. I forget. Whichever one.
5, I think, so.
They said, this is disturbing.
Yeah.
And they showed it. And then they showed it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed it again. It's been like 4 days in a row now of seeing this old woman get the crap beaten out of her.
I think Channel 5 even showed one kick in a promo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, you're absolutely right, though. That they've got to direct their efforts at this kind of...
Right.
This stuff is still going on in every major city, every single day. And you'd be... I mean, do you ever hear about many of the captures for these guys?
No. And like, with, you know, I know Buzz is making a point about pot and about porn and everything else, but, you know, goddamn, I agree. I mean, that's awful when you live in America. When you see something like this, this old woman is just selling crap, and this thug just comes up and wails on her. And the thing is, they've been hanging this on the top shelf.
Beat her to death, right?
Yeah. They've been hanging this on the top shelf of the newscast for the last 4 days. Everybody says the tip line and everything. And we can't catch this bastard?
No, it's
apparently
amazing.
Not.
We got a picture of the guy. You can see the guy.
We have other priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so, Buzz.
So do they do in Texas. Texas lawmakers are getting tough with perhaps the greatest threat to American morality, the cheerleader. Legislators in Austin have voted to give state officials the authority to study high school cheerleaders, their moves, and exactly what they're wearing. State officials will focus on where the skirts lay against the girls' thighs and what might occasionally peek from underneath. They'll study their necklines and their pom-poms.
You never miss a jump split, no matter what. You didn't drop your palms together. Did y'all count wrong? You're still walking on your heels. It almost looks like you have weak ankles. Pose on count one. That's just lack of thinking. Jump split down and hit.
Yeah, that's sexual.
Texas officials say they will shut down dance routines that seem too suggestive. Quoting Angry Al Edwards, who's the sponsor of the bill.
Hey, it's Angry Al with you.
Girls can do all these overly sexual performances and we applaud them, and that's not right. Hey, who are we to judge? Maybe Al's gay.
Actually, in high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader.
That's right.
There you go.
Al actually blames the cheerleading routines for teen pregnancies, dropouts, and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases.
Yep, they're the reason.
Goes back to cheerleading. Could Texas lawmakers have focused on something more important? Quoting one female Texas lawmaker, have we done anything about health, school finance, or ethics?
Never think about it. Push them back. Push them back. Harder. Harder.
Been around for as long as I can remember.
First and 10. Do it again!
I'd like to point out a great Texas cheerleader of our country's past.
Yeah.
George W.
Bush. That's right. Sexy.
And for those of you who buy all your music at Starbucks, bad news about the new Springsteen CD.
Why?
Starbucks has decided that one song on the disc, a song about a hooker in Reno, and what she charges for the bad place is too hot even for coffee lovers. Not their cup of tea, apparently.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I ruined your joke, Buzz.
So now Starbucks, kind of like Walmart.
Ooh.
And it turns out that one of the best male potency pills on the market is available at Walmart and Safeway and has been for years, and I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
This is Sam Huff.
Thank you, Buzz. More news coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robbie, drop the touchstones, would you please? Give away some stuff here.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We do want to thank Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
They're now flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way. You realize we're running out of time. We had no time for like a game.
Right.
To Las Vegas today, so what the hell?
Give it away.
Be the 100th caller right now. 877-365-3636. Call into win. Your thought is, Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Turns out one of the best male potency pills in the market is available at drugstores, has been for years. They are garlic pills, available in small, odorless gel caps.
This is Sam Huff.
Garlic pills boost the creation of nitric oxide in your system, which widens the arteries and improves blood flow, which is exactly
garlic
what...
Garlic unique.
I eat garlic every day, and I eat a lot of blueberries.
Oopsies.
That's good. Every day, lots of blueberries, and I take my garlic tablet.
And in other words, garlic does exactly what Viagra does. The artery widening also makes garlic good for your heart. Doctors already knew about the connection between impotence and heart health.
It's great stuff, garlic.
New research from German scientists backs up all this, and the American Heart Association's expressed interest in that research.
I'm also big on the purple grape juice.
Who makes it?
Welch's. Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up.
Aaron Brown's got the oopsies. Hi, it's Lay King. We'll be talking to... What's her name? Is it Donna Karan?
Donna Karan.
We'll talk to Donna Karan about Rush Limbaugh and...
Or maybe it's Donna Karan. I don't know.
The one he's going out with.
Not sure. Oh, yes.
We'll ask her about his oopsies.
Oopsie.
And meanwhile, back in Kansas, the big school debate is over evolution versus creationism.
Here we go.
Apparently, they've never seen Inherit the Wind or read about the famous Scopes Monkey Trial because they're playing it out all over again in Topeka.
I know not these things you speak of.
Creationists have even found a researcher to say that the whole concept of DNA could only have been developed by a designing mind.
Thank you!
But a spokesman for a science group in Kansas replies with, "It's clear this is not a real science discussion."
Yeah!
Message to Kansans, the key to evolution is... try to keep up.
Excellent.
Your home state.
In sports, ever since January, they're officially the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and they are not the favorite baseball team of California lawmakers.
You know, is that the most ridiculous thing you've heard?
You know, they screw with teams in California more than any state in the union. It was the California Angels. It was perfect.
The lawmakers, having solved the rest of the state's problems, are now looking at a bill that would force the team to say on their tickets and in their advertising that they don't actually play in Los Angeles.
And why do they... I don't get it.
I was fine when they were the Anaheim Angels.
Anaheim Angels, California
That's
Angels,
cool.
Doesn't matter.
Orange County Angels, whatever.
One lawmaker whose district includes Angel Stadium says the Angels, with their new name, are using fraud to market themselves.
Angels of Mercy.
He says it's like selling orange juice that contains... no orange juice.
Angels of the outfield.
Angels of death.
The Angels have no one to send to Sacramento to straighten this out. Quoting,
angel dust.
Quoting a team spokesman, our focus is on the baseball season.
Right.
And Yankees pitcher Kevin Brown apparently doesn't like the rule that limits teams to 9 players on the field at a time.
What can Brown do for you, Buzz?
After giving up 41 hits in 24...